Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning.
Can I get an amen?
Time for some good news.
This is the time every morning we like to get Bull Nation together and do a little positive news. And I like to feel like we're having a little bit of an impact out there. Has anybody else noticed that some of our local TV stations have started focusing more on positive news now?
I love that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Love the folks at KHOU 11. They had a story last night about right here in Houston, a young man that's making a difference. And I want to choose that as our amen story this morning.
In the heart of Houston.
I've been doing it for over a year.
Cutting hair.
New year, new you.
Is Christian Comini's gift to others.
Within the past 3 years that I moved to Houston is what made me realize, like, what more do I want? You know, what more do I want in life? How can I be a better person?
Then, one day, driving through downtown, it clicked.
And I don't always carry cash on me, so one thing I do always carry on me is my clippers. So that's where I thought about it. I was like, yeah, maybe I should start cutting their hair.
Doing for those in need.
You want a free haircut?
Hell yeah. What he does best.
And maybe I can make a change in the homeless community with the gift that God gave me is cutting hair.
Every Monday and Tuesday for over a year, he sets up. And for hours, he cuts.
Yeah, you're going to look like a new man after this.
Until his clippers die.
At the end of the day, it's all up to you to get back up on your feet, you know?
This is his way of giving back.
So I want to influence the younger people to, you know, do something good for the community and do something to be a better person themselves.
That's what this is all about. That young man, Christian, cuts hair for the homeless folks downtown 2 days a week. I love that story. Absolutely love that story. KHOU 11, but he's absolutely right. Start where you are with what you have and make a difference in the world. It always doesn't have to be the biggest thing going for you to make a difference out there. We believe the more you celebrate good news, the more good news there is to celebrate. So for Christian and this story, can I get an amen this morning?
Amen.
That's the way it works. We love hearing all about what's going on in your world and celebrating the good news, because we believe the more you celebrate good news, the more good news there is to celebrate. 713-881-5500. You could be our next amen here on The Bull. All right, I'm thinking of doing something really silly on Monday. I think I'm going to drive to, is it Elotes or Helotes? Texas.
Oh, gosh. You're going to go into the path of the eclipse?
Yeah, I think I'm going to go to the eclipse.
I think they're telling you not to.
Why? Really?
Yeah, because it's already, like, at capacity.
We're full. The eclipse is full.
The, what's the place with the Niagara Falls place?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So many people are going there. They've already declared a state of emergency.
Really?
Yeah, because the traffic, they're scared that the cell phones are going to go down because there's just so many people in one place at one time.
What?
So don't go.
I got to believe, though, that that going there, there's a friend of ours who has a relative who lives there. Oh, like okay. They have a farm.
Wow.
And we're thinking about maybe going out to the farm and watching it there. Are you all gonna,
friends?
Are you going to watch? No, it's like 2 acres. I mean, it's like their family farm thing. It's not a big deal. It's not a ranch.
The farm
or
is one
like
miniature
that.
Pony. That is it.
They have a couple of dogs okay. and a pony. But we're thinking about going because we've talked about this. It's a once in a lifetime, really celestial event.
Right. I think it's on brand for you to go, George.
You think so?
Yeah.
It definitely is.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I started off not caring when people talked about it. Mm-hmm. The more I see about it, the more I realize how rare of an event this is. Like, it won't be in this path for another 375 years.
Yeah. I mean, it's like a big, big deal.
375 years?
375. Just this path. Of course, there will be other eclipses, but...
The look on your face, Mo says, yeah, I'll catch it next time.
I'm like,
you really seem like you don't care at all.
No, I don't.
You don't care about the eclipse?
No, there's 0% of me that... No.
No.
I'm is somewhere... Is it in the Bible or something? Like, is there something I should be thinking about or considering?
I'm sure they mention eclipse in the Bible.
But there's nothing, actually happening.
Actually, no, usually, I think when there's an eclipse in the Bible, it is something horrible.
Oh, really?
It happens, so... But, I mean, I think it's one of those things that you gotta go.
And do what?
And then see it. Watch it.
Yeah, they're gonna have pictures of it later. And don't you have to buy like special glasses to watch it?
Yeah, to buy them, you can get them free in a lot of places.
I thought they were rare and hard to find, like the real ones.
No, there's like
you can't buy knockoffs; they have to be certified.
The other option, if we don't drive out into the middle of nowhere, Texas,
sure,
you can view it here in town. I know there's a watch party at in the medical center at the Westin Hotel. They're doing a thing.
Okay,
they're doing a big watch party there. They have like themed cocktail to go
Everybody's
along with
doing
it
that.
And stuff
yeah,
like
it's really
that.
Cute.
And they're giving away glasses for free for like the first 20 people or whatever that come out. So
well, that's pretty awesome. You're not going to go at all.
No.
You will not even look at any.
I'll look at
instance.
A picture of it later. Okay, no, I don't care. Unless
your
something.
Kids?
No. My not, kids are too young to
you
care.
You won't make the ones out of the cereal box or anything.
No, that seems unsafe.
That seems. I want to talk to the anti-Mo.
Wait, someone that's like pumped? Surely, sure there are.
I want to talk to somebody who's like an eclipse chaser. Somebody that is going and you have it all planned out. Because right now I have no plan.
Yeah.
I'm just like, maybe I'll do it.
Okay.
But I want to talk to somebody that's like the anti-Mo.
Like going on the vacation and paid thousands of dollars for
the planned this
hotel.
They have it all down. Okay. I want to hear about the setup.
Your
I want to
kids
hear.
Are into astronomy. Like I can see people getting behind it. We work like NASA's here.
713-881-5500 is the number. We want the anti-Mo this morning on the eclipse. Eric, you need to load up the kids.
And take them
and
to
come,
see
come
the eclipse.
To the ranch, come to the farm.
Yeah, you know what? I might change my mind. I don't think I'm going to watch either, George.
713-881-5500. I need an eclipse watcher, a planner, somebody. 713-881-5500. Texas is in the path of totality coming up on Monday for the eclipse. And I'm thinking maybe... driving out to see it. I'm trying to get Eric to go with me, load up the kids. But Mo has no interest in it.
I don't get it at all.
I want to look for the anti-Mo.
You're going to find someone that's super into it?
I want somebody that's really going out there and preparing. Like Enzo is on line one. Enzo, you are super excited about the eclipse?
No, about that. I'm agreeing with Mo, me and my wife, Mitzi. We don't care. It's not my problem. It doesn't affect nothing. So, you know, I let people enjoy that kind of eclipse. And this is life. It's part of the life. So, Bob, 100% agree with Mo. And enjoy you guys.
This is awesome. George, I think you're more likely to find all the Enzos of the world
all
that don't
Enzos
care.
All the Enzos of the world? I don't know. I figured we'd have some people that are just super into going to see the eclipse.
John in Montgomery, do you care about the eclipse?
No.
John!
I don't get it, John.
So what are you going to be doing during the eclipse? Are you going to watch it at all?
I'm driving up to North Texas to help my mom have a garage sale.
Because of all the extra people that are going to be up there.
That is brilliant.
While you're here, buy my crap.
Free marketing. I'm probably going to get some of those free glasses and sell them for $1 a piece.
There you go.
There we go.
Wow, John.
I do have some admiration for John. Yes. I just have to say that.
We need more Johns in the world. We need Johns at this radio station. Do you have a job?
But I mean, come on. There's got to be somebody who's the anti-Mo out there that you're pumped, you're super into this. I mean, that's all we've been seeing for weeks on like local television is how big a deal this is for the eclipse.
Yeah, George, I just don't think those people exist.
Oh. All right, 713-881-5500. Which side do you fall on? If we need just one super passionate person for George to be right.
But is it all going to be negative? That's what I want to know. All right, coming up an hour from now, we're going to find out who is going to be competing for the grand champion in the brisket bracket. We'll unveil the results from yesterday's voting. That's coming up at 7:50 here on the Bowl. It is the celestial event of the century. I don't think it would be overstating it to say that, right?
Okay, well, these total eclipses, they do happen, but it won't be in this path again for 375 years.
So kind of excited about it. A friend of ours, Allison, has a place out in Jalotes, and she invited us to come out, maybe drive out, see the total eclipse. But Mo says she's not interested.
I just don't get it. I don't care. I mean, I don't know.
You're going to look at pictures after it's over.
Yeah, there'll be pictures. It'll be fine.
So I'm looking for the anti-Mo. Somebody who's super pumped about going.
Let's find them.
I believe Jose in Magnolia, maybe that person. Jose, are you super pumped about this eclipse?
Oh, no. I'm with Mo. People, they are excited that they're not paying attention to the weather. They say 50% of cloud coverage, so I don't think they're going to get to see it.
I feel kind of bad for people who spend all this money. I'm like,
I honestly didn't think it would be this hard to find somebody that was like super excited.
Okay, so hold on. Let me keep score as of now.
No, I know I'm
losing. Let me put a G. Let me put an M.
I think it's
Mo
four.
One, George,
well, wait,
nothing.
We had the other two.
The other two
So she's leading.
Three to nothing.
But we have more phone lines ringing. We have Courtney on the phone in Crosby. Courtney, are you super pumped for the eclipse?
I am not super pumped just because I won't see it, but my coworker, we're teachers, and my coworker is taking off 2 days, Monday and Tuesday, to drive all the way up there to Austin to see it.
Ooh. So can we count? So Courtney is she doesn't care. She's like Mo. So that would count as a Mo.
I think she counts as a me.
Yeah, yeah. No.
Can I count her coworker?
No.
Super excited.
It is four to nothing. Nobody evidently cares about this eclipse.
She tried to help you.
Nobody cares about the eclipse.
There's got to be people out there.
But
hotels are like booked.
Again, what am I supposed to believe? The local news has done nothing but this story for like 3 weeks now. And they're telling me there's nobody out there that's excited about this at all.
How about Rolando in Houston? How are you feeling about the eclipse?
Man, honestly, I'm very excited about it.
Okay. You are. Hey, there we go. One.
What's the plan, Rolando? Yeah. Where are you going to watch? What are you going to do?
What are your preparations?
So I am excited for it. Like, I don't understand people taking like days off from work. I don't do all that. But
yes.
I am taking my students out. I'm a teacher. I'm taking all of my students out at that time. We're gonna have like lunch outside, like in the big field that we have, and basically just experience it.
Okay,
see, that's special.
Very cool.
You're a good teacher. Thank you for doing that.
I would have liked to have had a teacher like Rolando back in the day.
Somewhat cares. He just wants to have lunch outside. Yeah. Let's be honest.
It's one less lesson thing. God planned it for him. Not being in the classroom
is what it is. Wait, I think I found somebody.
Okay,
Peggy is in Katy. Peggy, good morning. Are you excited about the eclipse?
Absolutely. Like I said, I drove to Nashville back in 2017 to see the last one.
Oh, wow.
And it's life-changing. If you can see one, you really want to do it.
Tell us more about how it changed your life.
Well, the one in Nashville was only a minute and a half, which really kind of sucked. but it's pretty awesome when you're sitting there with 1,000 people in a park, and all of a sudden it goes dark, and all the birds stop and all the nighttime animals come out and start making noises, and everybody.
Are you serious?
You can hear a pin drop. Yeah, you can hear a pin drop. That's everybody wild. Shuts up. Well, yeah, Peggy, it was pretty cool.
Peggy, this one's going to be like in the path of totality. Some areas are going to get it for like 4.5 minutes.
Absolutely.
That's going to be
and
crazy.
So when we went to Nashville, we had different hotels set up across the country depending on
where
the cloud cover was going to be. Of course, this one, now they're calling for the entire United States being under cloud cover, which really sucks.
So what are you going to do? Did you rent a spaceship?
No. No, I'm going to wait until Sunday morning and figure out if I'm going anywhere.
Okay. You have multiple hotels again?
I would like to go to Austin or Arkansas, depending on where the cloud cover is going to be.
Peggy, I am so curious about this. There are other people like you, right?
Oh, absolutely.
And
absolutely.
Is it kind of a spiritual experience, that minute and a half?
It actually was pretty cool.
Yeah, it feels like it would be.
If you've never done it, you really want to do it.
Well, it's now I want to do it.
See?
Peggy got me into it.
I'm happy for you, but I still don't want to do it. but I appreciate it for you.
Wait, and I think you missed a question that Mo had earlier about the hotels.
Oh, do you have multiple hotels for this time?
I do not. Okay. Because I'm close enough this time to where I could actually drive.
Drive it. Okay, got it. Okay, Peggy, thank you.
I wrote down your phone number because I kind of want to follow up.
we may want to follow up with
you. I'm curious.
You,
I'm happy for you.
All right.
Yeah, okay. Sounds good, girl.
So, and by the way, the most important thing out of all this, out of all the spiritual things, the amazing experience you told me, is that I win because Eric said I only had to get one person.
He got one.
So
thank you,
Peggy. Well,
I got to win. I feel like the studio just went dark for a minute and a half.
The morning bullpen. Well, if you're just getting going this morning, you still have to go to work because nobody won the lottery last night. What was it? $1 billion? Is that right?
$1.09 billion.
Mm-hmm. $1 billion, Mo.
Yeah.
But the odds are pretty long that you're ever going to see that winning number.
Yes,
so.
Your odds are 1 in 292.2 million.
Okay.
We got to let the listeners pick our numbers again.
So we can. So the next time you can play Powerball is Saturday night?
Saturday night.
Okay.
Okay.
So tomorrow, can we have the listeners of the Morning Bullpen pick one number each?
But we'll make a master. Do we have to pay them if we win?
Yes, of course, George.
Okay.
Wouldn't you owe somebody if they gave you a number?
Well, each one's only given one number. So I don't know.
I think we all split it, George.
You think we'll split it. It's $1 billion. I mean, there's enough to go around, right? Mm-hmm. So, no winner last night in the Powerball. And
still
I think the other
playing.
One, too. The other one is like close to $1 billion.
Really?
Yeah.
Good night.
That tells you, when's the last time they had a winner? Do you know?
New Year's Day.
Okay. Little Daddy's Money playing in the background.
Oh, I was like, what is happening?
Yeah, you don't know Daddy's Money?
Yeah, now I get it. Yeah. Now I get it.
It's Daddy's Money.
Yeah, I was just like, come on. If I turn it up, you'll get my joke.
Yes, that is exactly what I was thinking, Mo. Thank you.
It worked.
It worked on Eric. What did you say that?
I'm used to your crap, George.
But that tells you how bad the odds are. We haven't had winner since New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
So anyway, $1 billion. You can check your ticket. Maybe you won a million. How bad would you feel if you had five of them? Like if you had the five but didn't have the Powerball.
I think I'd survive, George.
I just need to pay a couple bills, please.
You wouldn't constantly think, man, I was so close to $1 billion. Here's Parker now on the Morning Bullpen.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, coming up in just about 20 minutes here on the Morning Bullpen, we're going to find out our final two in the brisket bracket. Now, I know the basketball bracket challenge thing that's going on, the Final Four is this weekend and the championship is on Monday, but no. We're going to find out who our grand champion is tomorrow in the brisket bracket. So we'll set the stage for you. Coming up 7:50 this morning in the brisket bracket here on 100.3 The Bull. Time for the 10-minute tune. This is where Eric creates a song off of your phone call. You can be part of the show. It's kind of the DIY part of the show. Do it yourself.
DIY.
DIY, sorry. Yes, I always get that wrong. Why do I get that wrong? Do.
I think it's kind of nice.
Yeah. You think it's
do yourself in.
Okay, anyway, it's the do-it-yourself portion of the show. You got to have your phone calls, and your phone calls lead to his songs.
All right, who are we going to start with?
We'll start with that
one?
Line.
All right, two is Ed in San Leon. Hey, Ed, what would you like Eric to sing about?
That confusing construction at the airport, intercontinental barricaded bastard lane change.
Can you get all those words down, Eric?
Ed, there's children listening.
Wait, I wrote all of those down. And by the way, Ed, I couldn't agree with you
more.
We
all agree.
Every single word of it.
It's a hot mess express. Welcome to Houston. Yeah.
But it's not up to me for choosing this.
Eric, I got to pick him up off the ground and take the next suggestion.
No, listen. Yesterday was so negative. I need something positive. I need something happy.
Positive.
Something light.
Okay.
Jimmy in Richmond, do you have something positive and light?
Stomach enriching food truck.
What was the word you said?
What did you say?
Stomach enriching food truck.
Enriching.
Okay. He's trying to make it like light
positive
and positive.
And light versus like heavy fried food.
By the way, Jimmy, I appreciate the effort. I'm not paid off.
That's cute.
If you had to pick one food truck in all of Houston that you love the most?
Oh, come on, George.
No, but he's the one who called. What would be your favorite food truck, Jimmy?
A good old, I know there's one. It is a Philly cheesesteak food truck that's on Fry Road.
Okay.
Is it at a gas station?
No. It's in front of an insurance company, I think.
Okay. I mean, if it ain't Papa Gino's in a nail salon, then I'm not going.
You're not going in there, so okay. All right.
Jimmy had such an opportunity to promote a small local Houston business.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone in Houston is listening
please
right now.
Please save me.
It's out there. It's in an insurance company. It's
Fry
good.
Road.
I'm going.
All right. Let's see. You're saying positive. Let's try Irma in LaPorte. Irma, what do you think Eric should sing about today?
I will talk about the kid shows that adults like.
The kid shows that adults like?
Like what?
Yeah, give us a show name.
Seriously, I'll be singing The Wiggles at work.
The Wiggles?
No.
The Wiggles, yeah, it's that.
That's not because you like it. That's because it's demonic and it gets stuck in your head.
Yeah.
Very true.
There's a lot, like, I love SpongeBob SquarePants, and I met the voice actor who does SpongeBob, and I almost lost my mind once. SpongeBob is a huge, on the playlist at my house.
You know, it's just crazy, because I watch those shows with my kids, and they're just, like, annoying, but you can't help but watch.
Aww.
I love this. I think there are so many adults out there watching kids' cartoons, and we're doing it in secret.
Secret.
Yes. Let's do this, Irma. I want to do this topic.
Oh, my God. That'd be so awesome. Oh, that'd be great. Thank y'all so much.
Bye,
I love
sister.
Y'all.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you.
I'm going to put 10 minutes on the clock. We'll see what he does with kids' TV shows. It's coming up next on our 10-minute tune here on The Bull. Some good news going on in your world. Maybe you got a promotion. Maybe you're changing jobs. The kids did something great. We love celebrating good news in your world. You call us and you could be our next 810 Amen. That's only about 30 minutes away where we celebrate good news every morning here on The Bull. Time for our 10-minute tune. Let's see if I can get this right. It's our DIY portion of the show.
Yes.
Got that in there.
You did.
Where your calls turn into 10-minute tunes for Eric.
Yes, and this all started with Irma in LaPorte.
I will talk about the kid shows that adults like.
Mm-hmm. This is right up his alley.
Yes, he's a kid at heart. He does have children, but he is choosing violence today.
Oh, is he? Really?
Just like yesterday. Okay. Hi, Eric. Oh. Eric's biggest pet peeve is, well, me in general. But
yeah. Just your existence.
He hates when I text him in the middle of his writing creative process and tell him to add things. Well, Irma texted in and said, oh, I almost forgot. Make sure he includes Bluey.
Okay,
well, so I texted.
I did get that text, and luckily I had already put that in there.
Okay, whatever.
Because I feel like Bluey has got to be one of the more popular among parents.
House.
Right.
Yeah,
and I knew that, so I wanted to put that in for you. And yesterday, I got some critiques that the song was a bit negative. So today, I wanted it to be happy. Okay. So I'm doing it in the style of that song, Happy.
Oh, okay. All right. It's our 10-minute tune today on The Bull.
It must sound crazy, but I love the shows. That my children watch, yeah, I've seen them all. Adventure Time, Gravity Falls, SpongeBob and Pokemon and Avatar.
Okay,
wow. George, what do you know about what you just said?
I was going to say, I was a little lost on that. I knew some of them.
Yes.
Okay.
Carmen San Diego was a throwback, right?
Oh, yeah. No, it's back.
No way!
It's back big time.
They rebooted Carmen San Diego.
Yes, and it's interactive, George.
Oh,
you get to choose where Carmen goes.
Well, you can tell your kids are a little bit older than mine because you forgot Trash Truck and Daniel Tiger.
No, Daniel Tiger's
Miss Rachel, that's like all we watched.
No, don't even mention her name in my home. Miss Rachel.
I knew Avatar. I did know Avatar.
Okay, SpongeBob, you've heard of that.
Anyway, that's our 10-minute tune. A little
very
more
good.
Positive today.
Finally.
If you like that, if you know somebody, some adult that loves kids' TV shows, you'll want to send them that. You can get it on our podcast. It's very simple. Go to themorningbullpen.com. You can click the subscribe button, and that way you never, ever, ever miss a 10-minute tune on The Bull. It's the Morning Bullpen coming up at 8:20 this morning. It's Mo Knows Country. You want to take $100 off Mo? You got a beater with 5 country-related trivia questions. That's at 8:20. You can play along here on the Morning Bullpen. Right now, it's time for our bracket. Forget all the other brackets that are out there. It's all about the brisket bracket here on the Morning Bullpen. Mo, this started with one simple mission.
Yes, we put out a post on Facebook and we asked, where's your favorite brisket? And then we secretly tabulated all of the votes, all of the nominations, and we came up with the Meat 16. From there, the competition has gone on and on, voting strictly by y'all. And now we are ready to reveal the championship teams.
Yeah.
Final two, if you will.
Last year.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday.
It feels like last year.
It does feel like last year. Yesterday, we had our final battle that was going on in the final fork.
Right.
Yes. So it got down. Who was the winner of yesterday's battle? Reset it for us, Eric.
All right. So it was between driftwood and corkscrew.
Mm-hmm.
And we just have to keep in mind that Facebook and Instagram both combined to form the final winners.
Okay. Okay. Right, before you announce all of this. Let me set the stage.
Sheesh. A lot of people are going to go to Facebook today and look and see that Driftwood had 50.2% of the vote.
Nice job, y'all. Nice job.
So on Facebook, Driftwood took it. But if you click over to Instagram, going to the final chew, Corkscrew.
Dang!
Well done, Corkscrew.
Okay. And a margin of 58 to 42.
Thank you for doing that math and not making me do that.
Corkscrew has moved on to the final two. Driftwood, what a fight, though. What a fight.
Good job. Battle. That was a good battle yesterday. And now we're down to the final two teams in our grand championship, which will be announced tomorrow. We had the winner of that was old of the first team that advanced on to the grand championship was Old Bucks. And I believe BJ is on the phone. Hey, BJ, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
All right. So you've known for a couple of days now that you're going to be in the grand championship. How are you preparing? How are you getting ready for this?
Well, I can tell you this. We're excited, and all of our customers are excited to pull us through to a victory.
Yeah, I tell you, it was very, very cool. And now we have the folks from Corkscrew, I believe, Eric, that are ready to claim their spot.
Yes, Will is on the phone. Will, we met last year when they were reserve grand champions.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And he was in this studio before. So, Will, it is undeniable at this point. No one can ever say that you do not have some of the best brisket in all of Houston, Texas. Because no matter what, you are at least reserve grand champion again this year.
Absolutely. I can't even put it into words how happy we are over here.
You know, this has been so much fun because we've had a chance to go out and try some of these. And as a matter of fact, we'll have the big bracket up so people can get the names of these places that were competing this year. And I got to tell you, if you want to go out and try some great brisket, this is your guide. The brisket bracket is your guide. But now, BJ from Old Bucks down in Manville. And then we have Will at Corkscrew in Spring.
Ooh.
So we got North and South.
I was going to say, I just noticed.
Wow, this is a turf war now.
So Will and BJ, we'd like you all to invite you to the studio tomorrow for a cage match.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's go. I'll be here. I'm ready.
They're ready. We'd like to invite you all in tomorrow because we're going to have voting all day today. And then we'd like to have both of you in the studio for the announcement of the grand champion tomorrow.
There's a trophy involved. I don't know if you remember that from last year.
That sounds awesome. Yeah, it's a big deal.
Okay. So just confirming, BJ from Manville, you'll be in tomorrow morning in the studio.
Old Bucks will be there representing. Yes, sir.
Will, in Spring, you're going to be in?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. So Corkscrew and Old Bucks.
Feeling good.
North versus South.
Stop.
I love this. I do. I mean, you can't write this stuff, right? I mean, the way this has played out, the number of, like, small places that got their shot.
And can I just say real quick, if you're listening to this and you want to support small Houston business, go to the Bull Houston on Instagram. We've tagged all these small businesses as this game has continued. Mm-hmm. Just go follow them. Give them a follow. Let them convince you that their food is some of the best in Houston. It means a lot to these small businesses when you follow them and engage with them and go eat at their restaurants. So please go do that. The Brisket Bracket, the Bull Houston.
All right, Eric, are we ready to post up in
when does the voting start?
8 o'clock. It starts at 8 o'clock this morning.
Okay.
So we will post the competition for today, and it's a little bit different. We need to make sure we explain that to folks.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're not voting in the stories this time. You cannot vote in the stories.
Okay.
Well it's like when they move the games from TBS to CBS, right?
We're putting this prime time, baby.
Prime time. We are posting two posts. One will be an image of the fantastic looking folks at Corkscrew Barbecue. Mm-hmm. The other will be an image of the fantastic looking folks at Old Bucks in Manville.
Okay.
We're going to post an image of each.
Uh-huh.
If you vote for that business, like that post only.
Okay. So
that's
likes
it.
Are what we're counting.
Likes and shares. If you want to share it with shares a friend, we're going to look at those as well. And we're going to combine them from Facebook and Instagram.
Okay, I got
but
it.
Go like the one that you vote for.
Okay, okay. All right, that's what we're doing. We'll post them up on Instagram and on Facebook. And you like the one that you want to vote for, or you share it, or you can do both, right?
Yep. Both work.
Okay. So, okay.
Thanks all for right. playing along, guys. This has been fun.
This has been a lot of fun.
Tomorrow, big day. Go brisket.
No, I think they didn't know that they were back on.
Okay.
Will and BJ, Old Bucks, Corkscrew, we can't wait for you guys to be in for the brisket bracket tomorrow, okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank
I'm
you,
so excited to be there.
All right. It's been quite the journey, and we have loved every delicious step along the way. And now you can help us as we crown the grand champion tomorrow, complete with a trophy here from the Bull.
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money, because Mo knows country.
CJ is in Pasadena. He's going to take on Mo in Mo Knows Country today. CJ, you said you play every day in the car. How do you do when you play in the car?
I tend not to lose. I mean, I'm ready to win today.
All right. Here's how you get $100.
That $100 bill is right out of Mo's purse, and it's going to be yours, but you do have to win. So we're going to ask you both five country-related trivia questions, and whoever gets the most right answers wins. But ties always go to Mo. Why is that, CJ?
Because right now it's Mo's money.
Right now. All right, tell her to get out, CJ.
Go on, Mo. Go do something. Keep yourself occupied.
Got it, sir.
All right, CJ. Five country-related trivia questions, and they start right now. Question number one. You might think it's because of his long hair and his long beard, but this award-winning country superstar said that he will not go bungee jumping. Name him.
Chris Stapleton.
Question number two. It's called the Elvis Act, but can you name the state that passed it because it helps protect singers and songwriters from artificial intelligence copying their songs? What state?
Oh, Tennessee.
Question number three. At a show in Iowa last week, this country star wore a Caitlin Clark jersey. She's an Iowa women's basketball superstar, but this country singer did say he was worried about getting a stain on it. Can you name the country singer?
Tim McGraw.
Question number four. After performing Drunk and I Don't Want to Go Home, this Texas girl hosted a gender reveal at her Las Vegas residency show. Name her.
Miranda Lambert.
Question number five. Last week was Quirky Country Music Song Title Day. I know, I didn't know it either. But can you finish the title of this Loretta Lynn and Conway Twitty song? Quote, you're the reason our kids are A, smart, B, ugly, or C, beautiful.
Ugly.
Okay, let's get Mo back in. Find out what she's up against.
CJ, where did you say you lived again?
Pasadena.
Pasadena is proud of you today, sir.
Why?
Because their child got 5 out of 5.
No.
Oh, Mo. You know how it works. I can't tell you the answers till we get to the end.
Yes,
okay?
I remember.
Question number one.
Okay.
You might think it's because of his long hair and his long beard, but what award-winning country superstar said he will never, ever, ever go bungee jumping?
When you say beard, I immediately think Chris Stapleton.
Question number two.
Okay.
It's called the Elvis Act, mm-hmm. but this state passed it to protect country singers and songwriters from artificial intelligence copying their songs. Can you name the state?
The state was Tennessee.
Ooh.
Oh, I feel confident about that one.
Question number three.
Okay.
At a show in Iowa last week, uh-huh. this country star wore a Caitlin Clark jersey.
Oh, yeah. It was Tim McGraw.
Let me finish, but I'll put that down.
I remember the video.
Question number four.
Okay.
After performing Drunk and I Don't Want to Go Home, uh-huh. this Texas girl hosted a gender reveal party at her Las Vegas residency show. Name her.
It was Miranda Lambert.
Wait, let me do it, George.
No, I'm confident about that one. I remember. It was really
right,
cool.
Question number five.
Okay.
Last week, Mo, was Quirky Country Music Song Title Day.
Okay.
Can you finish the title of this Loretta Lynn and Conway Twitty song?
Okay.
Quote, you're the reason our kids are A, smart, B,
ugly, or C, beautiful?
Oh, God. I want it to be ugly because that's hilarious.
Okay.
Quirky country music song titles day. You're the reason our kids are, what's the first one?
Smart,
smart,
ugly, or beautiful.
Okay, I want it to be B, but I think it's probably C. I'm going to go with C.
All right, Mo.
Yes.
Question number one.
Yeah, I do not feel good about the number
Chris
one.
Chris Stapleton was correct.
Okay, good.
Question number two, which Tennessee was correct.
Okay.
Question number three, about the Caitlin Clark jersey, that was Tim McGraw.
Yes.
Question number four.
Uh-huh.
That was Miranda Lambert at her Las Vegas residency.
Yes.
Question number five.
Yeah, I don't know this one.
The quirky country music song title day.
Uh-huh.
You should have gone with your first instinct. It was ugly. And that means...
Oh, C-Train wins $100! No, that's the name of the song!
Pass a get down Dina, CJ. Congratulations.
Home of the world's most famous mechanical bull and the guy who just beat Mo. Oh!
I know you have.
We need to put that on a t-shirt.
I've been waiting for over a year to get revenge.
CJ, congratulations. And Mo, you know what you have to say now.
Yes, yes. His name is CJ. He's in Pasadena, and he knows country.
That's right. Yes. He goes.
Wait, do you actually know that last song?
Oddly enough, yes.
I love it. Okay, go ahead and sing it to us now on your way out.
Y'all are in no danger of me singing it.
CJ, congratulations, man. And you can be just like CJ. Maybe you can take $100 off Mo. It doesn't happen often, but when it does, Eric and I enjoy it a lot. It's Mo Knows Country here on The Bull.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.